My name is Sanima. I am 22 years old. Today is September the 9th of 2018, and I'm speaking with Judith Van Wakeman Greamer, who is my advocate / grandmother. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. Please introduce yourself and your relationship to me.
My name is Judith Van Wakeman Greamer. And I started out as Sane's advocate when she first came to the city of Chicago, into the USA, as a refugee from Burma, and where she was actually born in a UN refugee camp in Thailand. And as we moved forward in our work together, I chose to change our relationship and to let down some of the boundaries that I had normally put up as doing social work and being an advocate for her, and I adopted her as my granddaughter.
What is your current job, career, and how do you find your way to end up in your current job or career?
I began years ago working in a capacity of a business manager and continued onward in that career until perhaps about 8 years ago, when the economy had changed so much that my job and the place I worked was eliminated. And I then went full-time into working with the Burmese refugee population in East Rogers Park. This is a position I do not get paid for because there isn't enough money to subsidize a salary. I also work doing part-time pieces in accounting, which is where my business background is. When I was much younger, I worked in the construction industry as a business manager because that was where I earned the money to both go to college and take care of myself and my children at that time because I was divorced. So I worked a full-time job where I financially received a salary, and then I also worked part-time as in social work as an advocate within the legal system as well as in the hospitals with victims of sexual assault and survivors of sexual abuse and domestic violence victims. And those were positions at that time that were not paid. So therefore, that was what I feel was my avocation. I enjoyed that more than I enjoyed the work for which I was paid. But I had to be able to create a salary in order to pay the bills. So I ended up working two full-time jobs for about 15 years. And then as I got older, I was less able to do that. Right now, my income is primarily Social Security. And occasionally I might get something in accounting where I would get paid.
Do you encounter any barriers or setbacks in the pursuit of your career goals? How did this affect you and your choices?
I encountered many setbacks, and it was very difficult. I am a product of the 60s and 70s, and I wanted to do things that I was not able to do openly because of my family and their dislike of my choices. And wanted me to do other things. So I was divorced and found that I was, for instance, unable to even open up a bank account in my own name because I was not married and I didn't have a husband or a father or a mother who would sign with me, co-sign, even though I had two children and I was an adult at that time. So I had many challenges of that sort. Getting an apartment, I couldn't sign a lease alone without someone signing with me. And I was currently at that point earning fairly good money. But I was able to get past that. I did not have a co-signer, but I had to go before specific boards. For instance, at the bank, I had to talk to their board of directors to convince them that they had to give me a bank account in my name with my money. I wanted to do the social work. I wanted to be able to help people. And my family was very much against it because where they came from, that was not considered a good job. It was not considered correct. Correct is the word. And so I fought all the time. I fought all the time in order to do what I wanted to do.
Does your family feel there's a difference between men's work and women's work?
My birth family absolutely felt that. I was raised in this service in the United States Army. My father was a colonel, and my mother was a colonel's wife. There were no women in the service. They felt very strongly that a woman's place was definitely at home. I happened to end up marrying someone who felt the same way, who was also a refugee from Europe, from the European War. And that was his feeling as well. So that has been my life's battle. And I dedicated myself to helping women and children to make the change that we now see is occurring. It hasn't occurred, but is occurring. My parents were very angry that I chose to be in the workplace, and my husband was very angry that I chose to go to school.
What do you believe success looks like? What about failure?
Success, generalized for me, is definitely knowing that throughout the years I have been able to help women and children, men as well, but primarily women and children, and that they are able to make their own decisions and go to college and go forward and do what they feel is meant to be their calling in life. I can look back and I could specifically give you names of people that I feel I was successful in helping.
What about failure?
The failure, I think, is the lack of speed by which I've seen these things happen. This is over the course of my entire life. And it shouldn't be taking so long. And I feel like we should not be seeing women still struggling with the kinds of struggles that I saw 30, 40 years ago. We speak of it now more openly and clearly, but back in the 70s, we could not speak of these kinds of things openly and clearly. It was all in the shadows. And if anything is a failure about our journey, it is definitely with the speed with which we have gained the ground that we have made thus far. And we're still not there completely.
How will you describe the significance or importance of money as it pertains to your work or life?
Money has been important to me because I was completely on my own and I was raising two children. And that was the reason that I ended up working in the business world and becoming a business manager of a company, because I had to finance, I had to pay the bills, I had to provide for myself and my children. I would have much rather worked in the social work side, but there was no way when I was starting out that I could do that and afford even rent. Because, again, there was discrimination against the position that I was in, and many of us. Therefore, I ended up working two full-time jobs for probably about 15 years. One provided me with the money I needed in order to live, and the other is what I wanted to do. And I was willing to do that because it meant so much to me to be in the social work side of things and to be able to help these women and children who were facing challenges greater than mine.
In what ways has your family impacted your career choice, and were you aware of their impact?
My parents were both professionals, and they had very specific and determined places and areas in which they expected me to work or go. And I was very much aware of it. This is my birth family. I was not expected to have to work for a living. I was expected to be similar to what my mother was, which was the wife of an officer in the service of the United States Army. At that time, it was not a paid job, but it was a job that was social. I absolutely was not going to do that, so I ended up going into an area that they felt was not looked upon with favor at all by my family. When I took a job or when I went and worked within the court system, not as an attorney, but as an advocate for a victim of sexual assault or domestic violence, my birth family felt that this was something that what other people did. Our family did not do that. My married life and my family at that level, my husband, who was from Europe, felt I belonged at home and refused to give me permission to obtain education or a position in the workplace. His viewpoint was that once I got out and about and saw what other people were doing, I might leave. And he was right, because once I got out and about, I did end up leaving. And because I was frankly not satisfied being a homemaker. And that isn't to say that I feel homemakers are doing anything less in life if that's their choice. That's absolutely what they should be doing. However, it was not what I wanted to be doing. And when I moved forward in my career paths, I really enjoyed it. And I have to say that as I look back in my age at this point, I look back on it a lot. I really, really enjoyed every bit of it. Every bit of it was difficult and challenging. It was not, nothing was given to me easily. I did not have support at all, emotional support or financial. But I can't say that I regret any part of that. And I'm still, at 75 years old, I am still doing that work. I'm working with the Burmese community. And I feel like my life has been a journey and that has brought me together with this community. And I am nothing but respectful of all of them and how they have taken their lives from refugee camps, come to the United States not knowing what Chicago was except a word, and how they are excelling. I feel I am a part of that, and that gives me satisfaction that can't be bought. I can't put a price tag on that because it's so, I get so much back from them. So my life itself has been a battle. It has been challenging, but it has been worth it. And I really feel strongly that each person needs to take their own path and that we have a journey out there and we have to listen to our instincts and go forward with them. And I was able to do that.
What are your dreams for me?
My dream for Sané is that she follows her dreams, that she is able to find something that she finds she loves to do, she's satisfied with it, and she does it well. And I know her well enough that I feel like I am absolutely confident that she will do that. And whatever direction she goes in, as long as it's a direction she wants to be, that it be going. And that's my dream for Sané. Sané is a very special, special person and has gone through many, many things that I can't even envision. Coming to this country, not having food, not having money, not having education, not having clothing, coming as a refugee along with the rest of the refugees that I work with. But Sané has something that's special. She has dedication, she has motivation, and she is able to empathize and sympathize with others. This is missing in a lot of people, but Sané has it. Sané is going to do well in whatever path she takes. Right now, she has a career path that she has chosen that I think is wonderful. But if she changes that career path, it will be because she wants to do something equally as wonderful. I have nothing but positive thoughts about where she's going and that she will do it well.